latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
With In the Huddle, brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Art Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com on the morning shift.
All right.
Would you give Ladd McConkey like a bro hug or like a handshake, maybe a little dap?
You know what? The Lions and Amon Ross St. Brown agreed to a four-year, $120 million extension. A source confirmed to ESPN and offensive tackle Penei Sewell is signing a four-year. You guys.
Joel Embiid. Are they related?
I'm just reading, okay, sometimes, you know.
Hilarious,
anyway,
man. All right, Penix, so you shut your mouth over there.
Yeah,
she got you.
Touché.
He's signing a four-year, $112 million deal. That's the source toward ESPN's Adam Schefter. Quickly, any thoughts?
Penei Sewell, worth every dime, one of the best offense linemen and has been since he got in the NFL. He's played guard. He's played both tackle spots. Pay that man his money.
Bengals defensive end Trey Hendrickson requested a trade on Wednesday. His agent Harold Lewis confirmed to ESPN. Lewis told ESPN that Hendrickson's request is about a long-term investment from the franchise after the two sides settled on a one-year extension last year. I can tell you from being up there how much of an impact player. I had the Bengals twice this past season and actually got to spend some time talking with Trey Hendrickson, who, by the way, was chasing to be the NFL sacks leader. Was right behind T.J. Watt there. So he is a guy that has made a significant impact on that team. And, you know, if a trade would probably be the worst thing for them.
Interesting timing.
By significant, you mean 39 and a half sacks over 3 years, averaging out 13 sacks a year?
That's exactly what I mean.
I would agree. But that statement, what did they say? They said that he's looking for a long-term investment from the team, right?
Yes.
Security. Well, I would tell you that he's out of guaranteed money, Tiff. Now, he only got eight guaranteed at signing. He's a $20 million cap hit this year with a 14 base, 14.8. It would honestly be a good deal for them because they could free up some room for this year. But the problem is I don't think they really need the money this year. So they're looking maybe for next year, I think, is when they want to do this deal. And I think Henderson wants that guaranteed money because that's very important to NFL players.
It is.
That's what it's about. If you're an Atlanta Falcons fan, you're saying, why don't we go get him? I don't think that they won't make a call. It would have to be a trade where you do basically a signing deal trade where you extend him immediately once you get him, and you'd have to probably agree upon it. And I don't know how you can make that work financially speaking right now unless you get really creative with the money.
And this guy has busted his butt just doing the things the right way.
Yeah.
And that's what I enjoy talking to him most about, how he respected the process and learned and clearly improved his play year to year. On to the Pittsburgh Steelers. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, they are not expected to pick up quarterback Justin Fields' $25 million fifth-year option.
I think this was kind of chalk. I think some people are still a little bit shocked to see that. I mean, but you're going to have to pay this man. This was the conversation all along, that if you were going to trade a second-rounder for Justin Fields, you had to pick up his fifth-year option. They didn't. They traded a sixth, and that gave them the leverage and the ability to say, nope, we're going to see what happens this year. Obviously, they're not married to Russell Wilson long-term. They're not married to Justin Fields long-term. This is a franchise that I think, as far as quarterback play goes, is in a good spot and has good options, but you were never going to pay him that money, the $25 million or whatever it was going to be to keep him on the roster next year.
It's absolutely went hand-in-hand with the trade value. It's one of the main reasons why you couldn't get a higher pick than him, because A, no one views him necessarily as literally a walk into your team and start. He's a competition guy. That's the way they viewed it. And B, they didn't want to pay him $25 million. Look, whatever you believe in your heart or not, in NFL personnel guys' minds, he's not proven as a starter in the league. If he was, and if Pittsburgh believed that when they made that trade, they would have immediately picked up that option because that's a steal for a starter at $25 million. But that's it. And Justin Fields has a year to prove to the NFL that, hey, I am a starter. I can beat out a Super Bowl champion quarterback. And now, Pittsburgh, if you want me, the price just went up.
Let that man eat, Arthur Smith. Let that man eat.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. What you got for Mic'd Up?
We're going to keep taking calls. Make sure you get us in with your quick takes, who you want, who you don't want. 404-726-0929. We'll get to more draft picks as well. And then we got a Mic'd Up. I'll tell you my draft night story and maybe a couple of my good buddies, man. Some really, really crazy stuff that happens on draft night. Don't want to miss it. Mic'd Up. It's Morning Shift Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.